The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The lawsuit was filed on behalf of six Virginia voters, a list that includes House Speaker Bill Howell and Senate President Tommy Norman. The clash features yet another Washington-style battle for control between Republicans and Democrats.
There is an obvious comparison there between what's going on at the national level and what we're seeing here.
That's Jeff Skelly at the University of Virginia's Center for Politics. He says this lawsuit is similar to the one filed by Republicans challenging the president's executive order on immigration.
Every executive order that President Obama makes these days seems to be challenged by the Republican legislature in Washington.
Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says Republicans seem to have a solid legal case, but he says that doesn't mean they'll win in the end.
They may win the legal argument and lose the political or moral argument.
Kidd says that's because Virginia's long history with voter suppression.
The governor couched this in the context of undoing Jim Crow practices.
Now, even if the governor is successful, that doesn't mean 200,000 new voters will show up at the polls this fall. All those former felons would need to register to vote just like everybody else. I'm Michael Pope.